Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
Hello everyone, this is Brad Larson, host of the Property Management Mastermind Podcast. To see a complete list of the offers and discounts we have worked to provide, visit our website at propertymanagementmastermind.com. In there you will find additional discounts from Tenant Turner, Citizen Home Solutions, PMW Websites, and several others. Also be sure to check out our Seminar and Conferences tab, where we highlight different conferences going around the country, business and property management related. Lastly, be sure to seek out the Facebook group we have started and become a member. In that group, the PM community at large, to include vendors, are welcome to join.
Are you tired of chasing tenants to comply with having renter's insurance? Insurance Management Group can solve this problem with a master tenant's insurance policy. Keep tenants in compliance with your lease agreement and help protect all parties involved. A master tenant's insurance policy can also add an additional revenue stream to your business. Contact Derek Scott at 918-728-8992 or visit imgadvisors.com. To learn more, listen to the Property Management Mastermind Show podcast, episode number 36.
This show is sponsored by the best home inspection software on the market for property managers. We endorse and use Z-Inspector as our software of choice for our team to document home inspections. We particularly like their 360 degrees camera system that produces amazing views of the interior room. Your clients will love Z-Inspector documented inspections you provide them. Visit www.zinspector.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, in today's episode, I've got Casey Winter, and we had an excellent conversation about using Obligo as billing authorization technology and developing a plan for the no security deposit option. This is a game changer. This will change the industry, and I do not say that lightly, so listen up. And welcome everybody to another edition of the Property Management Mastermind Show. I'm your host, Brad Larson, and today's guest, I have Mr. Casey Winter here from Obligo. And we're going to be talking about the no security deposit option that I've been kind of, you know, sneaking out there on some social media. I'll be speaking about this at the Broker Owner Conference. The no security deposit option is a thing. We've done it now for 2019, and I'm going to talk with Casey about how it works, what it works, and all the good stuff with him. So without further chatty chat from my part, Casey, how are you today?
Brad, I'm doing well, and thank you for having me on the show.
Appreciate you being on. So let's get some of the formalities out of the way. Kind of tell us who you are and what company you're from and what you've been doing.
Yeah, so I'm Casey and I work for a company called Obligo. My background is in the technology side of multifamily and single family homes, specifically with payments, rent payments, security deposit payments, and so forth. And I've been in the industry for about 12 years.
That's good to hear, because that's one of the things I was going to beat you up on, to make sure we understand you have a good working knowledge of the single family home industry, and payment is paramount. And so one of the things I want you to talk about too is tell us kind of where you are in the realm of working with tenants. So you are in the god-awful state of New York. I love all my New Yorkers, don't get me wrong, but tell us kind of where this spawned from.
Yeah, absolutely. So the way that this spawned is our founders who created the company noticed that there was some friction within the real estate space, specifically around security deposits. Ultimately, the landlord is requiring a big cash sum upfront for damages that have yet to occur. That money is taken. It's typically put into a bank account where it does nothing for the landlord. It does nothing for the tenant. So we wanted to see, being at 2019, if there was technology available to eliminate this outdated and what we feel inefficient requirement to pass cash upon move-in and then wait to get that cash back, which you get back in full most of the time, unless you've caused damages or forgotten to pay your rent.
Yeah, so going back a little bit, I reached out to you guys, would have been sometime in December, I believe, last year, because I've been looking at this whole thing of no security deposit options from the apartment industry. And so they were using surety bonds. And surety bonds, not to give a long explanation, is essentially insurance in the bond method. We've all heard of bail bondsmen. You know, the last time you went to jail, I'm sure you had to bail yourself out, so you know how that works. But essentially, the surety bond guys or and there's 20 some vendors of surety bonds. They charge a very high amount for a very low coverage, and it's insurance. It's insurance and all the BS that goes with insurance. You got claims, et cetera, et cetera. So when we were designing this no security deposit option, I bounced off these ideas from Rich Drake, Scott Brady, and Todd Ortscheid, and we all kind of got together and did a minor four-person mastermind of how's the best way to create a no security deposit option and get the reinsurance concept of like the backup concept in this. And it just happened to be a perfect storm that we found you guys and we've implemented what you've been doing with Obligo. So the founders of what you did, they came out of the financial industry and they've been doing some research. I mean, I want you to talk further about kind of how the whole concept of billing authorization technology, which is what Obligo is, billing authorization technology. And I say this five times because I have my staff try to explain it, folks, and they're saying, well, what is Obligo? Well, Obligo is billing authorization technology. And the way we remember it is BAT, BAT. So the BAT, billing authorization technology, was created by your team. So please continue on from there.
Yeah, certainly. And I'm glad you brought that up. You know, the concept of security deposit replacement is not a new concept. There's been, as you said, insurance companies tackling this space for over 20 years. There's a number of these companies out there. The reason that it hasn't had widespread adoption is because it's expensive. And ultimately, it's unattractive to most tenants, and most tenants don't even know it's an option. So what we typically see in the insurance space is a 17% fee, unrefundable upfront, paid by the tenant. I certainly wouldn't take that deal. Brad, I don't think you would take that deal. It's typically a model geared towards tenants that are struggling, that typically wouldn't be able to come up with a security deposit. And it's an option for them, be it an expensive option, to help them get into that unit. And then the landlord feels secure because the insurance is going to cover them should there be damages. What a lot of people don't realize with the surety bond model is that the tenant is still accountable and the tenant doesn't even realize this. So you have something we like to call doubtful accountability. So you're moving in a tenant and he thinks he's paid this high fee to move in for the security deposit. Now he doesn't have to treat the units or the house with respect. And he thinks when he moves out, even if there are damages, he's not on the hook. Ultimately, the surety bond company has the right to go after that tenant. However, they never collect. So that's a big reason why the price is so high. The premiums go up because they have to go into the pool to pay off all these insurance claims that are being made by landlords. So that was a lot of talking about insurance.
Let me jump in there. So to clarify that, I was telling my staff this today, 17.5% of $1,000 is $175 for $1,000 of coverage. That's expensive. So scale that up to $2,000. That gets pretty ugly. Scale it up to 2,500, 3,000, 4,000. So it doesn't really work in the single family home space for the average rental home that we manage because that was designed for $400, $500, $600 tenancies, you know, with the lower credit, lower income type demographic. What we do is we manage single family homes. For example, our average home is roughly $1,600 per month. That's our average home. Yeah, we got some lower ones, but we got a lot of higher ones too. So that's our average in the middle. And that's $200, $300 more than the San Antonio average. The San Antonio average is still $1,200, $1,300. And so that's above of what we want to talk about as far as the price of it. And I thought the price was prohibitive. Now, the other thing I want you to mention, I'll maybe expand on this because I may not be the perfect resource on this. Explain what happens in that pool of money in that trust, that surety bond method. If that pool of money runs dry, what happens?
That's a good question. And I'm not sure I know the answer to it. In many of the companies we've seen in that space, ultimately the landlord's on the hook.
That's what I was trying to get at because there is no real clear guidance on that. I mean, if the pool of money dries up for the insurance company, again, there's 20 some vendors that you and I have looked at and I've done all the research on all of them. And those 20 some vendors, I mean, some of them give rebates. So it's not a complete loss to the property management company. However, when that pool runs dry, that's a little scary because they don't actually ever go after the tenant. They just reimburse and then they kind of write it off as losses or whatever those insurance companies do. And here's the big detractor from my perspective. And I understand insurance, I understand claims, and you can help me explain this. But at the end of the lease agreement, in a surety bond situation, you have to submit a claim. It's insurance with all the BS that goes with it, with the adjuster looking at it and saying, well, this doesn't meet this criteria, we're not going to refund it. It's all that BS. So chime in here about that.
Yeah, I think the accurate term for that is called a cash judgment. So the landlord who accepted the deal to not take cash up front, now has to put in a claim for damages. And I suspect it's much like, you know, if you wrecked your car, you've got to have an insurance evaluator come and evaluate the damage. You have to provide proof, photos, fill out paperwork. So you have to jump through a lot of hoops to get back the money that you could have accepted the cash to begin with. That being said, I actually think these insurance products aren't all bad. They just don't serve the need for the vast majority of renters. They don't vet the tenant. So they will accept, they will sell a policy to anyone who applies for it. We're a little bit different in the fact that, you know, a lot of these tenants that opt for this expensive deal, in many cases wouldn't qualify for our service. Because in order to keep our pricing low and compelling and attractive to all renters, we actually do underwrite the renter in real time when they sign up to make sure that we feel comfortable offering them our service. So there's a less likelihood that they would actually damage the unit and not pay for those damages should they occur.
Okay. So I know I might have cut you off earlier. Did you get a chance to really explain what you feel Obligo is, kind of in a nutshell, your elevator pitch? And then we can move on on how best to use it.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I never really answered the question on billing authorization technology. So really what it is, it's something called open banking. And open banking is a kind of access in real time to people's financial data that wasn't around a couple of years ago. And with this open banking technology, we are able to connect the landlord's account to the tenant's account. And the landlord, instead of taking a cash deposit up front, can essentially have the tenant authorized to be billed at a later date up to a pre-agreed amount, which is typically the size of the security deposit. Obligo acts as the middleman. So when a claim is filed, then we go back and essentially we make it very easy for the landlord to file a claim. They push a button and money comes out. We then go back to the tenant. We contact them very delicately, explain the claim. We've already paid the landlord. Now the tenant has to pay us. And then we're taking the risk. So if for whatever reason the tenant has gone bankrupt or they can't pay us or they don't respond to us, we will then attempt to automatically draw the funds from their credit card or bank account. If the money's not there, then that's, you know, our risk. We're going to lose sometimes. But ultimately, we feel comfortable that our model works because we've already done our underwriting with the tenant and we're less likely to get bad tenants.
That's very cool. So I'm going to back up even five more steps. Let's talk about security deposits as a whole as the scourge of the property management industry. Reason being, security deposit concepts are extremely old. They've been around 100 years, 10,000 years for all I know. But essentially, as security deposit holders and licensed real estate brokers, which is most of us in most of the states, we have to adhere to all these very difficult property code laws for every state. So some, for example, have 3 days, like in Georgia, they have 3 days to clear out a tenant and itemize out their security deposit in full and charge them at that point within 3 days. It's nearly impossible. So it makes it very difficult. And also another fun fact is in speaking to several real estate attorneys, one is Harry Heist. He's out of Florida. He's on our Facebook page and group all the time, really making great recommendations. He said that most litigation that property management company owners get into is 95% over security deposits. So let that sink in out there in the world. 95% of your legal headaches stem from security deposits. Also, we're put at risk. We're at triple damages plus attorney's fees off of one little technicality. So for example, in Texas, we have 30 days to fully itemize a security deposit and get it out the door in the mail. Well, what if we miss the deadline by a couple of days? What if it's postmarked at 32 days? Technically, we're screwed. And so we're buying off the tenant and or if they make a really big enough stink about it, we're liable for, per law, triple damages, which is called treble damages in the attorney world, and attorney's fees. So in our standard security deposit methods, you know, you're looking at 10, 12, 15 grand on the hook over one or two technicality things. And that's causing us to kind of look at other options as a no security deposit option. And this has really fit in perfect when we started looking, hey, there's got to be a better way. Do we self-insure? Do we look at a billing authorization technology? Or do we look at the surety bond? And this has fit in perfect for what we're looking at. So I want you to kind of go on a little bit further and let's talk about the beginning of a lease agreement, like the screening process. Because now that I've kind of given some background, the ultimately we decide, the property management company decide who gets an invite to Obligo. So I want you to take it from there.
Yeah. So thanks for that lead up. And basically the way the process works is Obligo is presented to the tenant after they've been approved to move into the apartment. So they're going to go through your normal leasing workflow. You're going to do your credit background check on them. Once you feel comfortable with them and it's time to collect your move-in payments, that's when they would receive an invitation to Obligo.
Let's talk through that real quick, because I want that to be real clear out there. This is not for everybody. You, the property manager, company owner, decide who's going to get the Obligo invite or who's going to be have the opportunity to sell to whatever method you want to use for no security deposit option, surety bonds, self-insure, billing authorization technology. The screening, the filter is the property management company. So if you only want to work with people that have 821 plus credit scores, right? Or whatever it is, or if you want to accept everybody, that's your company risk. And so this is where people have to understand. I'm going back and beating up this point and cutting you off, but I want people to understand that it's not for everybody. It's for whomever you choose. And that's going to be kind of the risk mitigation factor where you can say, okay, I'm not going to invite anybody under X credit score or anybody with X issues or anybody with something within your screening criteria and normal practices. That's where the filter is. So once we invite them to Obligo, that's where you kick in. Go.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and Obligo is almost a secondary filter as well, because they have to pass our muster now in order to qualify for the billing authorization. So we knew that it was important in order for us to get exposure to tenants, to give them options. So when they choose or when they go through our onboarding process, we give them the option to apply for an Obligo, the billing authorization. If they don't qualify for Obligo or they prefer to pay a cash deposit, we have an optional service there where they can actually make their cash deposit payment as well. That way they don't have to go back and get a check or what have you. As far as the criteria that we use in order to approve a tenant, we require that they sign up one credit card and one bank account. The bank account has to be from the US. The credit card can be from any country in the world. Once they input that data, we then use the open banking technology to immediately look into their accounts, see what the kind of liquidity is, see what their historical balances have been, and open credit. So it's a little complicated, but we've got an algorithm built in there that then immediately spits out whether we're going to approve that tenant or not. In some cases, they don't meet the approval process, and we ask them or give them the option to add additional forms of payment. That way, we can have a little more data to hopefully get them, you know, to that level where we feel comfortable guaranteeing their deposit, essentially. And once they've completed the process, depending on if the landlord is paying the fee for them or they're paying our monthly fee to be a member, we display that pricing and they, you know, approve their membership to Obligo. We notify the landlord. That landlord now knows if any damages occur, they can sign into our management console, submit the claim, get paid immediately, and then we deal with the tenant separately to get our money back from them.
Okay, a lot to break down there. First thing I want to talk about is when they go into the Obligo system and put in their checking account and their credit card, I want you to talk through kind of what the standards are, what you're looking for on that side. And I have a good story on real world implementation on our side. So talk more about the credit and the banking check.
Yeah, absolutely. And as far as what we're checking, we're very transparent. So we actually tell the tenant right there on the screen what we're looking for when they add their bank account and credit card. So we're looking for 1/3 of the deposit amount in both cash in their bank account and 1/3 of the amount in open credit on the credit card. So if they meet those two pieces of criteria on those two different forms of financial information, then they typically qualify every time.
Yeah, we had a person that in the very beginning, this is a 3-4 weeks ago, who did not have enough credit on his credit card. You know, he was a younger gent, didn't have 20 credit cards like a lot of us do in our wallets anymore these days. He had one. It had a $500 credit limit on it. And I don't think he had any charges on it, just a $500 credit limit. So by that means, he did not qualify. So what he did is he called his bank, same time, same afternoon, called his bank, said, hey, can you raise my credit card limit from $500 to $2,000? The guy had good credit. And so they raised his limit to $2,000. He qualified for the Obligo. We executed the preferred tenant lease agreement, and he moved in. So that's how that worked in real world, just for that one little roadblock. But your open banking technology, I don't think that should be overlooked by any means, because that's huge. That's new technology that allows you to instantly verify checking accounts and credit cards right on the spot.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, we feel like that's the game changer. That's what makes us unique. And that what makes this an attractive product, not only for the tenant, but also for the landlord.
Tenants not changing their air filters? Costly HVAC repairs and unhappy owners got you down? Filter Easy is a subscription air filter delivery service that solves this problem by shipping filters directly to the tenant's front door when it's time to change. Tenants actually change them, which reduces HVAC-related maintenance calls by an average of 30%. Filter Easy's no-cost-you solution functions as a profit center to give you back time and money. Call 1-800-308-1186 today to learn more.
So let's talk through some of the second part of that. They get approval or not approval. Door A, door B. Approval door A. Approval door A equals, hey, we need your some sort of cash deposit to hold the home. Funds to hold the property, whatever you want to call that. Okay. And that's going to potentially just go to the first month's rent. So you can get money there. And I'm going to talk this whole circle and you can kind of reiterate how this works. And then, and or option B is they bring me a cash deposit, which is a security deposit. So A is approval. Give me the funds to hold security deposit or funds to hold the property. And then the door B is, hey, you don't have enough obligo juice. We're going to go ahead and deny you. However, comma, you can give us your regular security deposit here in door B. And so when that happens, I want you to talk us through that both those scenarios and how we, the property management company, gets those funds. And some of the charges involved and the timing in charge of all that. So I want you to talk through that end state of getting money.
Yeah, absolutely. So if they qualify for the obligo, obviously there's no cash to deposit to the landlord. We're guaranteeing it with the billing authorization. Should they not qualify or they prefer to pay a traditional cash deposit, we will facilitate that payment and then deposit the funds directly into the specified account that the landlord gives us. So in that sense, we're just processing the payment. Now, what we're doing that's kind of unique in the industry is, you know, typically when you take a cash security deposit or a payment of any form, there's transaction fees associated with that. Processing credit cards and debit cards tends to be more expensive than processing an electronic check or an ACH, if you will. So because we wanted to offer a unified onboarding process and not create any reason for a tenant not to go through that process, depending either, you know, choosing a billing authorization or paying cash, we actually eat those transaction fees when there is a cash payment. So this essentially is a free transaction for the tenant. There's no fees to the landlord either. And this way, you don't have to send tenants away to the bank to get a certified check, which is typically what you would want because you wouldn't want to accept a personal check because, as we all know, personal checks are not guaranteed and they could bounce later and you don't want to hand somebody you know, keys to a home and then find out later their payment reversed.
So the payment is guaranteed by obligo at the time the tenant makes it.
That's right.
That's huge. And then there's also minimal, if not any, fees involved when the tenant pays you.
That's correct. So there's no transaction fees whatsoever to the tenant or to the landlord.
So I want that to be clear. That's why I said it a couple of times, because right now what we're doing, for example, is somebody wants to send us funds. The fastest way to do that is via wire. And so you know how that goes. You call up your bank, say, hey, man, I want to send a wire to wherever. Their bank is going to say, yep, it's $25 to send a wire. And then we charge $15 because our bank charges us. So now that person just incurred $40 to send money directly versus this option allows them to do it free. And you guarantee that.
That's correct. And when you do that and when you often send them away to go get a check. So you have an interested prospect right there in your office. And you haven't been able to collect payment from them. And now you send them away to a bank to get a check and you have no idea if they're going to come back or not. So with Obligo, you can send them that invitation in real time. They can complete the payment on a tablet or on their smartphone and you can secure that lease right there on the spot.
And you can set up two bank accounts because this is what we did. So the funds to reserve property, that would go to bank account X. And then the security deposits, that would go to bank account Y. And so they're two different accounts because we handle trust funds in a different method. They're usually in different accounts versus, you know, a rental collection account, whatever you may want to call that at your side. But it's almost, I got to ask six times because it's so baffling that there's no fees involved. So when the tenant pays that either the funds to hold property and or security deposit, it's free to the tenant. And then that gets automatically within a day or two, whatever the banking lag is, that's going to be sent to the property management company. And is there any fees in that sending it to the property management company?
There is not. There's no deposit fees. We just, our processing partner just deposits the money directly into the landlord's account that they tell us. And again, we can support multiple accounts. So if you have different accounts for different buildings or different portfolios or for the cash deposits and one for security deposits and one for first month's rent, which we also take, by the way, there are no transaction fees to you guys. Obviously, there's a cost to us, but we've chosen to eat that cost. And the reason being is, we're going to make our money off the monthly subscription fees. And based on our current collection of building partners and management companies, we know that adoption rates are incredibly high. On average, we see 75% adoption. So of every 100 tenants that is given an offer to do a billing authorization or pay a cash deposit, 75% of the time, they choose the billing authorization. So we make our money back, plenty and good. We make plenty of money back to cover the cost of transaction fees in those low percentages where the tenants actually choose not to do a billing authorization.
Well, that's fair. I mean, that's fair because you're doing a great service on that side. That's very, very exciting. I want you to step back maybe a few more steps and talk about how long it took to develop this.
Yeah. So the company, the R&D and the building of the product actually took 2 years. And after 2 years of kind of perfecting the product and doing our market evaluation to see if this was a viable product, to see if it was compelling, to see if it was attractive, not only to tenants, but also to landlords, we launched the product in New York. Obviously, New York is a much different market than the rest of the country. We have really high rents. We have tenants that have a lot of money in their bank accounts. So we were really curious to see, how it would take and if people would take the deal. And, honestly, we told our investors that we were hoping to get 25% adoption. In our hearts, we were really hoping for 50%. So now that we're seeing 75%, we really believe that this could become the new standard for security deposits.
Yeah, because there's one other feature we haven't talked about. It's also renewals. Renewals meaning that you could go to the existing tenant base that you have and either and you could give them the option either anytime. I mean, it doesn't have to be a renewal. It could be anytime through the process. You can say, hey, if you want to get your security deposit back, sign this form, sign up with Obigo, you're approved, away you go. And so you could be looking at I think you termed this one time a security deposit party, right?
That's right.
If you went to a building or a group of single family homes and say, we're going to have a return your security deposit event coming up in 45 days. And here's what you do. You sign this, you sign up here, you do this, you do that. Once you do that and you're complete, we're going to give you your security deposit back. And so there's a lot of good things about this. I mean, when the mastermind and I, Rich Drake and Scott Brady and Todd Orchard really started to bounce around ideas between each other, this makes tenants very sticky and very loyal to your company. Because let's say they want to go look at one of our properties right now. And we have, I think, close to 60 on the market as of today. That's 60 single family homes in a market. And let's say they go look at one and they love this option. Rather than going to look at other competitors' homes, they go, well, I want to look at one of RentWorks' homes because they have a no security deposit option, which I really love. And let's talk about if they want to move up or move down, they're going to look at your company first. So rather than vacate one of your properties and just leave you altogether, they may want to look at one of your homes and just go from A to B, which makes it so much easier. And you have a good tenant, good qualified paying tenant in your hands. Just makes them very, very sticky. So having said all that, let's go through what everyone's kind of worried about now, what happens at the end of the lease agreement. And so We fast forward 6 months, a year, 18 months, the tenant vacates. Now what?
All right, so the tenant vacates. And just to be clear, with an Obligo billing authorization, only the landlord can release that billing authorization. So the landlord physically has to go in our management console and say, okay, I've done my walkthrough, there's no damages or there are damages, but when you're ready to release that billing authorization, only you have the power to do so. The tenant cannot leave the program until you say it's okay. So if there are damages or if there's any unpaid rent, you would go into the Obligo management console, you would file a claim. You can do this in under a minute. You can add a photo if you want to. Whatever you add, we're going to send to the tenant so they have it, so they have their explanation from you. As soon as you hit the submit button, that triggers the payment to the landlord. Now, you can only do a billing authorization up to the pre-agreed amount, which is typically, if it was a $2,000 deposit, that's your limit on how much you can charge the tenant through Obligo. Once you submit the claim, we immediately send a text message and an email to that tenant with an explanation saying, okay, there was damages, a claim request for $1,000 from your landlord. This is the reasoning. Here's any media that the landlord provided to, you know, show proof, not that you have to prove it. And essentially, we've already paid the landlord. So now we say to the tenant, okay, now you have to reimburse us. We already covered it for you. You can either pay us all at once, or we thought it was important to offer a payment plan. So the tenant can actually set up installment payments with no interest. So we don't charge any interest to spread out the payments. We just thought that if we didn't make it such an immediate hit on their cash flow, that they'd be less likely to go to war with the landlord over the claim. So if you have a $1,000 claim, you can spread that out over 4 months, $250 a month. We get our money. Now, only in the event that that tenant does not respond to us, does not set up a payment plan, would we then exercise the billing authorization where they gave us permission to automatically take the funds from their bank account or their credit card.
I love it. Couple things. So on the end of the lease agreement and that spot for us to upload media, is there going to be a spot for a full-blown PDF inspection? Because we do our own inspections and you're looking at 30, 40, 50 pages. You're probably looking at a 4, 5, 6 megabyte file. Are you going to have that capability for us to upload a full inspection?
Yeah. So to include when we send them the billing authorization request,
correct.
Is that
correct?
Okay. So yes, I don't think I've seen that yet, and I don't want to give you bad information, but if that's something that is a normal piece of the process, then certainly we'd be able to include that as an attachment.
Another thing I would also ask you, and this is, I'm totally blindsiding you with this one, but it should be easy, is we want to be able to include a video URL link, because we do video inspections, and then we also do the full-blown inspection using Z Inspector, and that gives us a wonderful color printout. So if we could upload a video and upload that inspection, that's going to help your life, or make your life a little bit easier and help us. So if the tenant can't pay or refuse to pay, or if there's not enough money in the bank account, what happens?
Yeah, so what happens is Obligo is on the hook. So we vetted the tenant, we approved the tenant. It's our service, we're the middleman. This is the part that we agreed to take. So if we cannot collect from the tenant, we will continue to try to collect. We will monitor their bank account, their credit card to see if the funds are there so we can take them. Ultimately, we are going to lose on some of these tenants. You know, things happen. People lose their jobs. People go bankrupt. People disappear. So there are going to be instances where we don't get to collect, but we think ultimately, you know, that's going to happen seldomly. And the revenue that we generate from the monthly fee is going to far, you know, compensate for that.
Yeah, I think the vast majority of the tenants that we work with want to pay their bills. They're fine with paying their bills. I mean, it's not like they're trying to shirk and dodge a lot of these things. I do want to talk about a couple implementations of best practice, what we did. So some of those out there listening are thinking, well, how do you protect the owner? You know, how to protect the owner? I mean, how do you make it up to them? You know, because they may be a little bit nervous. They may not understand this. And there's no security deposit involved, because owners hear that and they start to hit freakout mode because they want security deposits. So what we've done here at RentWorks, we've created a free security deposit guarantee. And I use free because it is free. So I'm not trying to sell insurance. I'm not trying to get them to upsell into my security deposit guarantee. This is for owners that we represent as their property management company. We give them a free security deposit guarantee, which is up to and including the regular amount of our common and customary security deposits. So it's a $1,500 home, would be a $1,500 guarantee. And in the same token, the other side of that coin, you guys are backing it up. So essentially, you are our reinsurance for what we're telling the owners. And I tell people, you know, yeah, there's going to be a little bit of risk involved here or there on this type of a program. But just like what you guys are banking on, you're expecting to make $10 and lose one. And that's going to be the same scenario for us. I mean, we may make $10 or $20 and maybe lose one. And so it's not going to be for the weak of heart, the faint of you know, the risk-adverse property management company owners. I know a ton of them out there that are scared of their own shadow in implementing programs like this. But what I feel about this is, hear me out, and I'll say it 10 times. I think this is a game changer for the industry. This is going to revolutionize the single-family home and multifamily property management industry, because if we can get rid of the security deposits, it helps everybody. And why we're doing it, or how it's possible now, it's the open banking. It's new technology. And you guys have been working on this for several years. So I think you've got it somewhat perfected. And I guess we're sort of your guinea pigs in single family homes, but I firmly believe this is going to be something that's going to revolutionize how we do things in the single family home property management space. So a lot of that I've just thrown at you. Let me throw you a fun question. What if an owner fires my management company?
Yeah, good question. So if the owner fires your management company, we do not have an agreement in place with that owner. So that owner has the option to sign up for Obligo. It's a free service for them. So there's really no kind of financial roadblock for them to sign up. If they don't want to sign up, that's their choice, certainly. But we would have to release the Obligo from that tenant because we no longer work with the company responsible for that unit. And they would then need to collect a security deposit if they want to from the tenant that's currently occupying their home.
Yeah, that's always a big, and that was one of the things that came up kind of towards the end with that mastermind group. We're all excited about this and how it's going to work and all the semantics of it. And we're all thinking, well, geez, what happens when we get crossed with an owner and we can them? You know, because that's going to happen now and again. We always, you know, we always try to work with the owners the best we can, but sometimes they just do unreasonable things and we have to let them go. And in that instance, we may have an executed lease agreement already with a preferred tenant. So now we have a sticky weirdness going on. And that was good to hear. That really relieved a lot of our anxieties, is what happens to that single family home owner who we have to let go. And so we can say, all right, we're going to fire you. Here's your lease agreement. Here's your tenant. We charge you the appropriate fees. And there's no security deposit, by the way. Have fun with that. But you can go sign up with Obligo and they will honor that billing authorization technology with you. So that's a big relief. Talk more about that.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, what there's to say there is, I feel like I'm repeating myself a little bit, but, you know, Obligo is, you know, we have to have an agreement in place. We have to have a relationship with the landlord. So if that doesn't exist, if management or ownership of a property that we're, you know, authorizing with the billing authorization switches hands, then a contract does have to be in place. If a contract is not in place, then it's up to the new owner or the new management, the new legal entity that is, you know, taking care of that home or apartment building to deal with their tenant now that falls under their realm. And if they feel that they need to collect a cash deposit to make them feel comfortable, then they should do so.
So implementation.
Obviously, it's a little weird because they've already moved in, so you don't have that leverage to collect it from them. But you know, you've got to work that out.
So let's talk A to Z implementation here, and I'll do a lot of the talking. You can chime in as needed. So to get this thing rolling, we contact Obligo, we sign up for your service, and then we start putting it into our system. And phase one is getting this into your screening criteria. So you add it to your screening criteria, you add it into your online application if you have one, you add it into your lease agreements, you add it into your property management agreements that you're disclosing this to the owners. You create those free guarantees that I talked about. And one thing we hadn't mentioned or just briefly touched on is phase two of that is actually getting it done for renewals. So we implemented this process as a incentive for tenants to renew with us. Hey, if you want to renew with us, go ahead and click here. If you want to sign up for this program, go ahead and click here. We'll rerun your numbers and you can go through Obligo and it'll refund your security deposit. So we think it's actually a really neat carrot, a small carrot, to get tenants to possibly renew as we implement this. Now, 2 years, 3 years from now, it won't be an issue because they would have had an opportunity to sign up at the very, very beginning. But as you implement kind of midstream in your business, you want to circle back and see how many folks you may want to get interested in with the security deposit option for the folks that want to renew. It's a great little incentive for them to renew. So what do you think about that?
It's a fantastic incentive to renew. What I can share with you that, you know, what we learned in our limited history of being in business, it's actually an even better practice to, you know, you touched on this earlier about the deposit return parties. It's almost better to offer the deposit back mid-lease. When you offer it back towards the end of the lease, they feel like, oh, okay, they're trying to, you know, offer me something to get me to renew. We've actually saw more success if you just offer it back to them with no strings attached. You get that kind of goodwill with the tenants. I hate to say it, but often they'll go and spend that money, and now they kind of have limited options on moving somewhere else that would require a security deposit. But often when you create that goodwill, it kind of makes them feel like they want to stay. They love the relationship with the management company. If they're happy with the home, they're going to renew that lease anyway. But certainly we have landlords that tie it to lease renewal, and it's definitely an attractive proposition. If your lease is coming up and you're looking at other options, to have that offer to say, hey, you know what, if you sign a renewal, we know you're a good tenant. We know you're good for the security deposit. Sign up for this service. It takes 5 minutes and we will give you your deposit back. Whether you guys subsidize the monthly fee, which is incredibly low, so there's no cost whatsoever to the tenant, or they pay the monthly fee, it's a great option to create stickiness and get that renewal.
I like that technique, and I think I may have to adopt that. We just got to pick a date and a notice, and we can send it out to the owners and the tenants and say, we have this new program and you can go here, here, here. I like that versus kind of tying it into a security, tying it into a lease renewal, because then they would feel maybe a little slighted. It's like, well, why are you waiting until you're trying to, you know, carrot me up? Why don't you just give it to me way back when? So it's a very good point, Casey. I'm going to have to look at that and adopt it. So this has been, you know, fantastic. So I want you to do is talk us through how we reach you and kind of how the listeners out there that potentially are property management company owners, how do they get in touch with you and how is this going to work for the next steps?
Yeah, I invite everybody, check out our website. Number one, it's myobligo, OBLIGO.com. You can reach me directly at casey@myobligo.com. Casey is CASEY. That's the best way to reach me. I will be transparent because we're a new company and because we're a new model. We're not live in every state yet. There's a couple of states out there where we require business licenses because we're technically a credit product. We're not an insurance product. So we're squeaky clean with all the regulations and the rules, and we're going through the due diligence and the applications. So we are adding states, and we should have all 50 by the end of the year. Whether we're live in your state now or not, I'm more than happy to jump on a call, go through our program, see if it's a good fit for you. And if we're not live in the state yet, I'll put you on my list and reach out as soon as we are. And you could potentially be first to market and have that that advantage over your competition.
Fantastic. As we make a few tweaks to this program and really perfect it, I believe adoption rate will be quite high. I mean, I'm thinking 75, 80% would not be unreasonable. You know, would you be happy with 60%? Sure. I mean, because there's opportunities there to offer a better service to your clients and your tenants, which allows you to lease homes faster. I mean, my mastermind group and I, we went through all this and we started to just rip off benefits. I mean, just like rattle, 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 rattle. And we were like getting 10, 12 different things that were just super good about this program. And a lot of it is just, you know, doing a good service to these potential tenants because, and some people are out there thinking, well, you know, I'm just going to pay a security deposit. I'm not going to pay any sort of fees or junk towards a preferred tenant program. Well, you think that, you know, that's the one quarter of the population, but pull some of your staff members, you know, go and ask, hey, would you be willing to pay a little bit smaller amount every month? Or do you want to pay a giant amount up front to move into a property? And most will take the smaller amount up front paid over time. It's just kind of human nature where we are.
Yeah, and just to jump in there, if you're smart with your money and you know how to invest it, or you've got high interest debt, you're actually going to make money by keeping that cash deposit up front, because you're going to get a higher return or pay off more high interest debt than you would if you had paid the deposit.
Love it. Great stuff. Casey's been a fantastic episode. I think we're going to get lots of feedback on this. Look forward to doing some presentations on it and kind of educating the folks of what we've done. And any parting comments for the crew?
No, I just thoroughly enjoyed the discussion, Brad. Thanks for having me. Again, everybody feel free to contact me directly. I'm happy to answer questions and go through our solution.
Great. Thanks, Casey. Take care.
All right. You too.
Choose Seacoast Commerce Bank as your property management bank of choice. Seacoast Commerce Bank specializes in trust accounts and business banking for property managers. One of their best features is a cash analysis program where they can assist in paying your property management related invoices. Contact Allison at 619-988-6708 to learn more. And be sure to listen to the Property Management Mastermind Podcast, episode number 26, about Seacoast Commerce Bank.
Property Meld is made for maintenance work automation. PropertyMeld will work to schedule, remind, verify completion, and follow up with your residents automatically, while providing the best-in-class communication system for your ease of use, your vendors, and your tenants. Begin reducing maintenance coordination time and increasing tenant satisfaction today. Learn more at PropertyMeld.com.
This has been a podcast episode by PropertyManagementProductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.